Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Janice Kephart back on the show. Janet is founder and managing director at Identity Strategy Partners. She's a recipient of the 2015 Women in Biometrics Award. She's a former 9/11 Commission counsel. When we first met her, she was doing some of that, and she's an expert in national security on many levels, and she's our good friend. Janice, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So, okay, let's get this over with. Where did you go to college?
I went to Duke University undergrad. I went to Villanova Law School.
Villanova. Wait a minute.
Villanova town.
I heard about that. Is that?
Yes.
Aren't they? Isn't that a California school? Where is Villanova? I always forget. Where is that? Where are they?
Villanova's on the main line of Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, Philadelphia. That's right. They got,
you know,
a college,
the same city.
They got a college over there. They got a college
here.
Over there, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They have
Do they play football? Do they play football at Villanova?
I think they do play football at Villanova.
What about basketball? They play basketball?
They play a little basketball too. Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, tell in case people didn't know what happened.
Nova Nation won the NCAA basketball tournament last night by about 19 points over Michigan. And
they opened up a can of whoop on
the tournament.
They opened up a can of whoop on Michigan on the Wolverines.
They did, and on every other team in the tournament. I mean, they were undeniably the best team out there, and really showed their professionalism as a college team throughout the entire tournament. Just played with class and.
Yeah.
Grit and
well, it's pretty. Just like Philadelphia needed another reason to be more obnoxious. Now they got the Super Bowl and the Sweet 16, the NCAA basketball thing. I mean, you probably can't even stand to be around you guys these days. So
maybe not.
Dial it back a little bit. I got to say there, Janice. I mean, not that the rest of us.
Yeah. Well, that nice. Augustinian school is showing what it's got. So
there you go. Well, congratulations.
It's pretty awesome. And my daughter's going to be a freshman there this coming fall, so I'm
really excited. So, let's just finish this out. What is the big deal about Villanova? Tell us about Villanova.
Villanova is a school that was founded by the Augustinians over 100 years ago. It is a very small, mostly liberal arts school. It has a law school that I went to, a nursing school, engineering school. But its liberal arts school only admits and only has less than 2,000 per class.
Wow.
The entire school is about 10,000. So it's a very small school. It's very exclusive to get into.
I was going to say pretty competitive, I would assume.
22,000 applications this year for 2,000 spots.
Wow.
So it's... yeah, it's a tough school to get into anymore.
And your daughter got in.
Just made it into the top 50. Yeah.
Is there a legacy benefit she got from you?
Actually, we directly asked that because she was worried that might be the case, and they said no. In her case, it wasn't the issue at all. She was in.
Didn't mean to diminish her accomplishments. I just wondered if a lot of schools there are. Legacy, which nothing in the world wrong with that.
They will. I asked them about that. They will take a second look at a legacy student if they're on the bubble. But they said my daughter wasn't on the bubble. But they will.
Well, good for
her.
They will. Well, your daughter. I'm not surprised your daughter. I'm not surprised the daughter of Janice Kephart would get in any school she wanted.
Well, yeah, that's pretty. That's You
tell her I said that. You tell her I said that. You tell her it's all because of her mother. You tell her I said it's all because of her mother.
Yeah.
So what is it that,
well, then
that
it was because of my mom. My mom was valedictorian of
that's
her
right.
class of Illinois.
That's right. You said that. And so you're triple legacy now. Triple legacy.
Yeah, we are. We're third generation now. It's pretty cool.
So
anyway, shout out. I'm still excited.
boy, I bet the folks in Philly didn't even go to bed last night.
Probably not. I just think it's wonderful. I mean, it's a small school. It's worked so hard to get where it is. Their coach, Jay Wright, is a phenomenal person.
Have they been to the Final Four before, haven't they?
They won 2 years ago. They won the national championship.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought they'd done it before. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
All right, so that's enough. That's enough of Villanova. I'm sick of Villanova.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
fine. All right. Janice Kephart, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about something completely different, folks. No more college basketball. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.